The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
This is The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell, this morning here on ESPN 97.5. We're here till 9:30. Raheel joins us at 9. We go till 11 o'clock, right up until Charlie Polillo, right here on ESPN 97.5. And we got a lot to do today as we get into baseball. We got Bill O'Brien break down his press conference yesterday. We've got our starters and our times for the playoffs.
Today needs to be a baseball-heavy day, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, let's show some respect to the champs.
The champs are sitting there going, what are you guys talking about, a one in three football team? That's what you guys are talking about instead of the champs going into the playoffs against the Indians? That's what you guys want to talk about. Well, what about the...
You know what? George Springer sitting home going, ooh, tell me about Kiki QT. Yeah. What did he do? Oh, did he get 100 yards? Great. I got a ring. That's great. Altuve's like, oh, do you think that Zach Cunningham can cover a running ring? MVP and ring.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. What do you think? Oh, Aaron Colvin got hurt. Aaron Colvin got hurt. We've got Justin Verlander.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What are y'all? I mean, they're probably just thinking, what are y'all talking about? What are y'all talking about?
What?
You beat the Colts because the head coach went for it from like his own three? That's nice. That's a nice win, boys.
Yeah.
That's real nice. We ended up having to overcome a bullpen that made us score 36 runs in a game.
Yeah. Did they beat Chris Sale? Is that what they did?
I'm sorry. Who did they? Oh. So they beat the Patriots like we did when we beat Chris Sale and Kenley Jensen and Kershaw and really all the best pitchers. Is that same thing Texas are beating all the best teams? No? They won four games last year? They just broke a losing streak?
Oh.
Okay. All right. They got rings. I'll say this. Everyone's got rings in the city now.
Hey, listen, we went through a three-game losing streak, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. We lost three in a row once.
It's really...
Remember when we did that a long time ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really no big deal to have rings in this city, though, because Jim Crane's just passing them out left and
right. Well, everybody's got a
That's
ring.
That's what I fire back. Like, if I were Jonathan Joseph, I'm like, I'd say, everyone's got a ring. That's no big deal that y'all have them.
You think Jonathan Joseph has one of the Astros rings? You think he went to a ring day?
I would hope, because he's not getting one here.
Well,
so it's important.
Says you.
And what if all the Texans went and got rings and they had a ring ceremony? They took pictures at the, you know, with their rings on like this, like the Astros did with their hands on their face, like, in the picture. Like, who's got rings now? You got it. You got it, Texans.
Jim Crane gave it. Look what we got. Huh? You said we don't got no rings? Look, rings. Got rings?
We got rings,
Cowboy
Steve?
We're
going to have a parade.
Got rings, Cowboy Steve?
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Got rings. Yeah, we all got rings. That's right, from the Astros. And they're going to start up. It's going to be at 105 on Friday and 337 on Saturday. It's going to be Verlander and Cole. I thought there was a possibility because he is AJ and he loves people. He loves puppies. He loves Jesus.
He does, yeah.
I thought there was a possibility that he would throw Keuchel in game two, but he's throwing Cole. Do you throw your two horses?
Richie thought it was. That's what Richie thought it'd be.
The two horses. And you throw those two because they were the best all year, and Keuchel's got to sit back and take it like a man. And he's going to start game three. And there was a possibility. I don't know. Listening, Charlie was thinking that Keuchel could be out of the rotation. And I no chance. Not with AJ. AJ is he's very loyal to his people. And he's going to go with Keuchel in game three. I would say this. I think the lease is going to be pretty short on Keuchel in game three.
Yeah, so when we were talking to Richie the other day, we were talking about the concept of throwing, you know, who is it? Tampa will throw a closer, relief pitcher in the first inning because that's when the least amount. You don't want your best pitcher, you know, the players getting a chance to see. That's when the most runs are scored, basically. So baseball uses the sabermetric approach is let's strictly go by the numbers. If the most runs are scored in the first and the least runs are scored in the ninth, let's pitch our closer in the first inning.
Right.
Get all these guys out. They're only going to see him once, the top of the lineup, and then we'll let our starter come in. You know who's built for that? Dallas Keuchel, who always struggles in the first inning. Now, then again, his first inning could be the second inning, and he could have those same issues. But that's an interesting concept to use with a guy like Dallas Keuchel, whose biggest struggles are always in the first. Like, it's unbelievable how often he has had flare-ups in the first inning. And if that's something that could help him, maybe the Astros, who aren't afraid to think outside the box a little bit, now that's way outside the box, maybe they could think about something like that.
Well, isn't his first inning always going to be his first inning, though?
Well, that's what I said. Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Right.
But his first inning might not be against the best hitters.
It could be against, they're the back
of
their lineup.
Let him get going. Yeah, let him get warm. Let him get warm against the back of the lineup.
Yeah, well, Liam Hendricks is going tonight. So Liam Hendricks, who has zero wins on the season, is starting for the A's. Okay.
Yeah.
So this is what the A's are going to do. This is how the A's think that. And listen.
Well, that's where they are right now because of injury.
They don't have Manaea. But they don't have who? Mike Fiers is their best start. Really? So this is the guy that.
No, I'm sorry. No hitter, and he's got a ring.
Yeah, he's got a ring because everybody's got. Remember, he went to ring night.
You have a ring.
I have a ring. Of course, I have a ring. Your wife doesn't have one because you didn't go to the game on Sunday.
I know.
Why didn't you go and get her a ring?
She's pissed at you.
Huh? She's pissed at me because
she said you're going to give her a ring.
Well, my wife shot that down. She said, you gave me that ring and you're going to give it to another woman?
Well, I was going to call it, you know, like Indian giving, Native American giving, whatever. Do you know a little fight started at my dinner table last night? My kids, all four of them were screaming. Mostly the three boys were ganging up on my daughter. My daughter was talking about Christopher Columbus went to.
And how great he is.
He was headed to China. And they're like, he's not headed to China. He was headed to India. And they were just yelling at her. And so I went to the internet. And sure enough, he was headed to India and China. And he was looking for multiple passages.
Well, so it was it called China? Like our president?
China. So so how about this? That always creeps me out when he says China.
China.
Like, I know. Are we allowed? Do we have to dump that, Dell?
No.
Do we have to dump China?
No, because that's how our president says it.
So anyway, my kids started talking about, you know, so I'm looking it up and I'm reading a passage where it says Christopher Columbus named the natives Indios that became Indians. And I'm reading this out loud and then it became Indians. And my daughter goes, Native Americans. And I said, and for some reason I just got pissed. I said, Marty, this is historical content. I'm talking a 7 and almost 8. I said, this is a historical passage. It's written. No, he didn't call them Native. We don't have to call it Native Americans when historically they're trying to tell you that history, he named them Indios, which became Indians. And yes, we don't call them Indians anymore. It's Native Americans. But we're not going to change the text of a historical. My wife said, you don't have to get so upset at a 7-year-old.
Well, Maddie is the PC police.
She is the PC. She's She thought cigarettes were drugs. I told you that.
Yeah.
She told me so that. I had to tell her. Listen, said, cigarettes aren't drugs.
Listen, my daughter Frankie thought when she was six, she thought Mr. Yanni was going to die because he had a cigarette. Okay? And I said, that's not why.
Mr. Yanni's hanging in.
It's because he does all kinds of other things.
Yeah.
That's not why.
Well, my daughter calls it cigaretting. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Cigaretting sounds serious. Yeah. Well, you got a verb to it.
Well, yeah. So, anyway... So Keuchel could, I think, has a short leash. Okay. In other words,
I would say three.
I don't know how we got from.
Hey, why does
how did that happen?
Why does Keuchel need a short leash?
Because
he didn't need a short leash. He'll be fine.
He's got a ring.
He's got a ring.
Yeah, but
and a Cy Young award. It was 3 or 4 years ago. But yeah,
in 15.
Yeah, but still, every time we talk about Dallas Keuchel, it always he's a former Cy Young award winner. As if like. Yeah. You know.
Well, I mean, that does play into it. I mean, it does. It absolutely. Would you have started him or Charlie Effin Morton?
I don't know. I mean, if Charlie's shoulder was good, I might start Charlie.
That's right. But it's Keuchel that's going.
It has nothing to do with his Cy Young.
It has to do with who he is, though. It has to do with who he is.
I just think it has to do with, I mean, Dallas Keuchel's had a pretty good run. In the second half of the season, Charlie Morton's been out with injury.
Okay, where does...
I had no problem with... Forever in the season, we were talking about Charlie ahead of Dallas Keuchel. Even Richard Justice said it might be interesting.
AJ answered that. And he said, you know what? Dallas Keuchel's the guy.
Also breaks up the righties.
Well, and that's why I thought he might go game two, because you break up Verlander and Cole. Yeah. But he's going game three. Where will Correa bat?
Correa will bat sixth.
I've got it on good authority that Correa believes in himself again. But Correa is feeling good about himself again.
That's good, because you could tell he had a huge monkey on the back when he was like, his reaction in the dugout after hitting that home run told you all you needed to know about how much pressure he's been putting on himself.
Yes. No. He was really pressing, but he really, really feels. Hey, listen, how much of it is mental with him? How much of this was all in his head?
It's huge. I mean, he hit .239 this season.
Yeah.
That's a 323 on base percentage. I mean, he's had a really, really bad year.
Well,
there's no way around it.
And he went again. There was a story about each position, who was the most surprising and who was the most disappointing. And at shortstop, he was the most disappointing this year of any shortstop in Major League Baseball. There was more expected of him and less delivered him than any shortstop in baseball.
He feels like he's back, or he feels more confident in himself. He did hit .194 this month.
No. Just the last couple of days is why he feels good about himself.
He hit .169 the month before. Holy crap.
No, he was terrible.
Dude.
Yeah. No,
he was. .169 and.
No, he was Mariznick. He was Mariznick-esque.
Good crime.
And the strikeouts and the lack of.
Dude, he hit .192 in May. He hit under .200 in 3 months this year. That's how bad it was.
He was awesome at the start of this. Look at the start of his season.
.315, yeah.
Yeah. The start and where
OPS.
He went after that. All right, Dell saying, shut up. Dell, you got a ring? No, Dell doesn't have a ring.
No.
No.
No
ring. You know why he doesn't have a ring? He's not a champion. He's not one of the greats.
Sorry.
Okay? Sorry.
Well, that's not true.
Yeah, no, no.
I won 4 straight soccer titles at one point in my life.
Did you?
Yeah.
What position?
What?
I was a forward, then left back.
Oh. Wait a minute. How old were you?
I said it happened once in my life.
Wait, how old were you?
10 to 14.
Then Dale got left back.
10 to 14?
Ooh, roasted.
We won 4 straight titles from the ages of 10 to 14.
Oh, well, from 10 to 14. Oh, congratulations.
You said I'm not a champion.
No,
you're a champion.
Okay. No, those championships are
10. He's got rings. He's got rings.
14.
He's still got rings.
Buku trophies, John.
Huh, okay. Yeah. Well, you ain't got an Astros ring.
Well... Yeah, I wouldn't be Crane's unique bitch. And not have one as opposed to everybody else.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 975-7378-0377-736-7378-0376. Last night, the Rockies advance. Okay, so Cubs beat it.
What a game.
It was a good game.
5 hours and like 14 minutes, 13 innings, 2-1, grinder. That was playoff baseball right there now.
Yep. Del, you watched every pitch.
I know. I didn't see a single pitch.
You didn't see a single pitch of one of the great games in baseball history.
No, I was watching. I've got Amazon Prime, so I can watch all the American episodes. So
you watching the Americans?
I'm starting season 4.
Season 4?
Season nice. 4 right now.
Wait, when did you start?
Season 3 was boring, I thought.
It was a little boring. I watched season 1 and 2 as it was on, and then I just took
Del
a
can
step
Kerry
back.
Russell
so
get
I
it?
Just caught up with season 3 in the last 2 weeks.
Del can Kerry Russell get it?
She's a little skinny for my taste, but... She's
a little bony for you, right?
Yeah, she's too bony. But she's fine. She's good. She's talented. Don't get me wrong. But she's a little. She could use a cheeseburger. So you had that. What about okay?
So you had that.
Okay. Is everybody done with Carmelo sucks? Are we done with that?
Why?
What do you mean? What happened?
Was
there a large sample set of him being really good?
I'm sorry. Did he get a ring?
Yeah.
Did he get a ring?
Did Tillman get a ring? Yeah, Tillman got a ring.
Tillman got a ring. Did he get one from Melo? He said, hey, give me one of these because I don't think Melo's ever going to get one. Let me bring one to him.
Melo's going to get one. Did you happen to see 3 for 6 from 3 last night?
No, I didn't see
3 for 6.
I don't care about preseason basketball.
Yeah, and Chandler Parsons was 2 of 3 from 3, so whatever, in the same game.
Okay.
And
Chandler Parsons is one of the all-time greats. Okay, one of the great second-round draft picks ever.
That's not.
Okay.
He certainly finessed the game.
Chandler Parsons is back, folks.
He's one of the great finessers of all
time. Chandler Parsons is back!
He was never here.
Yeah, he was here.
I'll credit Chandler for his off-the-court game.
He's got some decent games.
And his ability to get those contracts.
Do you remember when I said that? Hey, Chandler, when you Google you, first thing that comes up is your Chandler Parsons' girlfriend. We had him on the show. And I said, man, pretty good. He goes, well, you doubting my game, bro? That's what he thought. You doubt my game, bro?
I thought Chandler Parsons at first, I thought this guy could end up being like, Berkman and John Barry and, you know, one of these guys who's really good on the radio and all that. And then I heard, I don't know this for a fact. I don't know. Maybe I asked Raheel or somebody else over here. I can't remember who it was. Said, nah, he was just kind of like
he was okay.
A little standout. Oh, wait. No. He did Matt Thomas's show, I think, over there. Either way, I heard that he was not like, it was not great.
Yeah.
Like, he just was kind of.
But he
didn't really give you as much personality as you thought.
No, he doesn't. First of all, he doesn't have all that personality.
And I thought he did.
No.
But I guess not.
Just why? Because he's white?
And girls like him? You thought he had personality?
No. He had personality on the court. He
no,
was a
girls
guy that,
don't like Lance Berkman.
Oh, I thought okay? No, I meant Chandler.
Well, Kara does, but
Chandler.
I don't know that. Oh,
no,
I know.
Thought
but,
he had all of his teammates seemed to really like him. He was the one guy that brought a lot of those guys together. He'd show up. He gathered everyone to go to the UFC.
He wears capri pants.
Yeah, but he was a guy. I got news for you. Some of that you probably wouldn't love. Do you like Lance McCullers? Lance McCullers is a fancy dresser, too.
I know, but the capri.
A lot of the Astros are fancy sportsmen outside of.
Well, I know. I saw a picture. They're not. They're not Russell Westbrook, okay?
No, but he was a guy that had some personality. Two different people are saying, at least not on radio, he didn't have
just
as much
because,
as thought.
Yeah, because he had Houston across his chest and he was white.
Mm-mm. You thought he.
No, that's
person.
Not.
And
that's,
he had a modern haircut, so he thought he had personality.
No, that's 0%.
Chandler's personality.
On the court, Chandler Parsons had. He was a guy that was likable. Everyone clicked with him.
He had those long legging type deals, so he was swaggy a little bit. So he thought he had his personality. You know what his personality was? Hey, girl.
Hey.
That was his personality.
What up, girl?
Most of the athletes, a lot of them here in Houston, have been white, especially on the Astros side. Total bus. I don't think anyone's got great personality because they're white.
Oh, yeah?
There's been... we should have had a show with the Shaner. Hey, guys, everybody, Shaner up here. Let's do the Shane Show.
I don't know why I
care about the Shaner show.
The Shaner's just sitting there all of a sudden out of nowhere, yeah. off the ropes.
I just want to...
Shaner's a great guy. He's the first colony. His key manager's Little League.
You know what? He also has a neighbor who he borrowed a chainsaw from and never gave it back. How about that one's out there, too? Give people their tools back.
What are you
talking about? How about that?
What are you talking about?
That's a real story. Story.
Are you his neighbor?
No. What? But
won't
I know
you
his
be
neighbor.
My neighbor?
I know his neighbor said, look, Shane just never gave me my tools
Chandler
back.
Chandler Parsons was, I guess, at one point okay on the court, but
he was.
We never heard him speak. What was his personality?
He was a good player. I'm going off of what he did on the court with guys. He was the guy that was smiling, laughing. All the guys liked him. He's the one who... He gathered up the guys to go do the UFC thing. He made it a team. Like, that was a big part of – I don't. You guys might not have been paying attention to Rockets that much in because it wasn't – I'm not saying it was a huge story, but he was the guy who was kind of the ringleader of getting the Rockets all together. And then when he left, I thought that was going to be a problem. And, in fact, it was more of a problem with James, and I think it got worse between James and Dwight. Yeah, yeah, when Chandler left.
And then didn't Chandler get Dwight to come here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a big part of it. Yeah. They had the same agent. And then Chandler wanted out, and the Rockets were going to be like, actually, what's going to happen is if we get Chris Bosh, we're actually going to...
Trade you.
They were going to give him max dollars and keep him.
Oh, God.
And pay a crap load.
So instead, Dallas, you give him...
Well, that's why they let him go. They let him walk once Chris Bosh didn't come. No, their plan was to get Chris Bosh and then double down and max out Chandler Parsons, or they were going to keep, I can't remember what the mechanism was, but they were going to keep Chandler, and their luxury tax was going to be sky high. Daryl got lucky on
that. Well, he got lucky a few times.
He got lucky because what's his name? Chris Bosh had a change of heart and bailed, and then he had a change of heart.
Well, and he got lucky again.
Heart thing. He had blood clots.
Well, I just say it's a heart thing.
And he got lucky again because he got Melo 3 for 6 last night from three. Suck on that.
I don't know if
suck on that, all you haters.
I'm not sure if it was lucky or everyone was like, "Go ahead, take him. We don't want him."
No. Everybody wanted him. Everybody wanted Melo.
Not a lot of demand.
I don't feel like the demand was as high.
Oh, maybe you didn't think so. Derek, I'm sure.
Hey,
Gerson Roach called him or somebody.
That's right.
What's going on, Derek?
How you guys? I know much, fellas. How y'all guys doing this morning?
We're doing good, man.
All right, man. I got three quick takes, and Michael Carter Williams is the first one. Can he be an X factor? Can he be somebody that can come off the bench and give us 5 to 8 points a night? The second take, I'm going to hang up a list after all these, is John Jones. Lance, this is strictly for you. You know we go way back talking about him being a basehead and all. But this guy is a snitch. I couldn't believe it, man. That's a fighter's code. You don't sell on the other one. And what do you think about that? And then my third take is Deshaun Watson. If he was playing under an Andy Reid system, I'm sorry, man. That quarterback that they have in Kansas wouldn't touch that guy. He would be 10 times better than him. And I'll hang up and listen.
I'm not going to disrespect Pat Mahomes like that because I think Pat Mahomes is playing his – I think he's making Pat Mahomes plays. Yeah. We saw it against Denver. But
I'm in a little Twitter battle here, though, with you know what? Mahomes is light years ahead of – what?
Who are you in a Twitter battle with?
I'm right now, Tommy V. And he's like – and I'm like, by what measure is Pat Mahomes better than Deshaun Watson? When has he been this 4-game sample size that we're on here? Okay, slow down, everybody. Because last year this was Deshaun Watson. Everybody, Deshaun Watson was being talked about his first 4 games in MVP terms. Deshaun Watson was the taste de jour. He was the quarterback of the future last year at this time, and now it's Pat Mahomes is way better. Through college? Through when? When was Pat Mahomes ever better?
Well, Pat Mahomes was a nice college quarterback. Yeah. He just happened to be playing for a team that was generally out-talented in the Big 12.
Yeah.
He wasn't playing for a Clemson. I don't know what he would have done if he played for Clemson, but I don't think the scenarios are even.
Not even close. But but look at what Deshaun did as a college quarterback.
Yeah, he was great.
So by what measure is Pat Mahomes better? And I'm telling you right now, if the Texans could trade Deshaun Watson for Pat Mahomes right now, they wouldn't.
Well, it's the same way for the Chiefs. They wouldn't do it either.
They wouldn't do it either.
It's
no,
just how it is.
Because
it's your guy.
That's right. They like their guy. They got their guy. But during the game, I had said, I hope Bill O'Brien is watching what Andy Reid is doing with Pat Mahomes here. And you know, and it's unforgivable what he did in the first three games with Deshaun Watson. It's unforgivable what Bill O'Brien did.
Bill O'Brien's not going to run the same offense. That's Andy's offense. Andy created it. Andy designed it. It's been three years in the making. Because ever since Tyreek Hill got there is when they started changing it. And that was for Alex Smith. They started changing it. It wasn't for Pat Mahomes. They've just added wrinkles to it is what they've done.
They added so – I mean, but they're using his athletics. Now, Pat Mahomes is doing a lot on his own where he's escaping pressure.
Did somebody just say Andy Reid was better than Bill O'Brien as a offensive, you know, game plan designer? Oh, that's shocking.
That is.
I mean, that's, you know what? And I'm not even going to hit Bill O'Brien with – the fact is Andy Reid's better than everybody in the NFL.
Yeah.
It's just true. Andy Reid resurrected Alex Smith's career. Andy Reid – gave Donovan McNabb a huge career, helped give it to him. Donovan earned it, and Donovan executed, and the quarterback has to do his job too. Andy Reid is off to a phenomenal start with Pat Mahomes. This just in, I know Philly fans like to try to hate on him for some reason, but Andy Reid is a phenomenal offensive mind. Oh, yeah, he was with Brett Favre too, right?
Mm-hmm.
The beginning of Brett Favre's career.
Yeah.
Andy's pretty good with quarterbacks.
Yeah.
This just in.
Yeah. Especially athletic quarterbacks.
Yeah, he happens to have them all the time.
Yeah.
I guess all those guys are good athletes. Right. Why would you not want one? Why would you want pocket passers anymore?
Shut your face.
Well, not referring to yourself, but I mean, you know, a lot of coaches say that is, I'm not saying the zone reads. I'm just saying what Elway did, what Mark Brunell did, what Donovan McNabb did. You can still be a good passer. I still don't think people want just, you know, take off and run quarterbacks. The NFL doesn't want that. But more and more, the NFL's realizing what college realized, which is if you have guys that are statues in the pocket, it's just hard because sometimes you just can't block it up for them. If you can't block it up, like Deshaun Watson has to make his own success sometimes.
Well, and this whole thing. I mean, look at the trash offensive line that he's got. And no offense.
I'm sure none taken.
You just compared me to a trash heap. I'm good. Right. Thanks, buddy.
Look at this garbage ass line. Look at his skill positions and look at his offensive line and look at his coach. I mean, honestly, Deshaun has got, it's like he's got one hand tied behind his back. So let's slow down on Pat Mahomes, okay,
for a minute. There could be two really good quarterbacks who are taken in the
same
draft.
We got our guy.
Maybe three with Mitch Trubisky. The unfortunate thing
And you know what Deshaun got?
A championship ring.
Yeah, that's right.
The unfortunate thing is that Deshaun may be saddled with the worst of the three coaches.
Yeah, that's...
Well, he's definitely saddled with the worst of the three offensive lines.
Yeah. There's no question about that. And you know what? If he goes out and he has a good time tonight...
Nagy is considered a pretty good offense coach, too.
If he goes out and has a good time tonight, I got something for him. It's called Thrive Plus. Okay. Listen, I don't know if you know this, but I like to have a libation every once in a while.
Heard that.
Day or so. Now you don't have to, and I'm not advocating, you're damn right, pre-John brother. I'm not advocating being an alcoholic, but everybody, 60% of Americans go out and they have a drink or two or three. You have a couple cocktails, you go home, you're not going to feel as good the next day. You're just not. Well, wait, how about if you take Thrive Plus, three capsules after your last alcoholic beverage or before you go to bed? And if you don't feel 50% better the next day, the company's going to give you your money back. Listen, you go to DecideThrive.com. That's DecideThrive.com. And if you order by 4 p.m. today, it'll be at your house tomorrow. This is a Houston-owned and operated company. They got five PhDs, an Ivy League scientist. They were on Shark Tank. If it's on Shark Tank, it's no lie. It's no joke, okay? So if you're looking for the best way to get to feel at least 50% better, go to DecideThrive.com. You have a couple of cocktails? Go to DecideThrive.com. That's DecideThrive.com.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, ready?
Rapping Dad along what? With John Granato talking
about Renner's. Well, Brownhouse. I didn't even know you we were going out right now.
I pointed at you and go.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't. I was reading a story.
Of course you weren't paying attention, but you guys should be talking about not buying a home.
Renting.
Or selling a home, but renting a home.
But you don't have to. Well, look,
they can actually help you rent a home if you're looking for a home. What they specialize in, the reason we're telling you is because if you have a home that you can rent, maybe it's something that was left to you in a will. Maybe it's someone you know that is going to move. Maybe a parent is going to move out of their home and go live somewhere else, downsize. Instead of selling that home, why not rent the home? There's two big benefits, John. For one low monthly fee of about $99 a month, I mean, people are able to build wealth because once your house gets paid off, all the money that comes in is 100% profit. And when people are renting, they're paying your mortgage for you anyway.
Yeah. Or, yeah, like you said, you could use it as a revenue stream, not live there and use it. Now, and especially if the house is paid off, holy crap, you're collecting every penny. That is awesome. And then you can use that money to go live somewhere else. I mean, listen, you may have been in this house for how long? You're sick of being in this house. This house is, I can't take it anymore. That drive, that commute, whatever it is, you're moving, whatever the case may be, don't sell your home. Rent it. Renterswarehouse.com. 713-224-RENT. 713-224-RENT.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. It looks like this Koepka Dustin Johnson thing was real. Apparently, it wasn't just after the Ryder Cup event that the two were at each other. They were at each other on the plane on the way to the Ryder Cup. Jim Furyk apparently told one source said that Jim Furyk said the atmosphere of our Ryder Cup team was horrible. Everybody was at each other's. Good congratulations.
Millennials.
Tiger's not a millennial.
If you just had some good old-fashioned, old-school players like Phil and Tiger, those guys would have been winners. If they had been on the Ryder Cup.
Well, they were.
Who had a worse record? Who has a worse record this year?
Tiger had the worst.
Tiger and Phil or Scott Frost and Chip Kelly, if you combine them.
Wow.
Ooh.
Wow.
Because
those are the hot names, Chip Kelly and Scott
and
Frost.
Our most popular golfers are Phil and Tiger.
They're going to play in a big event pay-per-view.
I'm aware.
I'm super
Lance.
Excited. How much do we get to pay for that?
How many? It's 100, I think, or something like that.
Wow. Is that all?
Well.
I wish it were 200 so I could watch two old guys play golf against each other who just failed so miserably that they embarrassed our whole country.
Now, that's not inaccurate, actually.
One guy's now famous for being able to kick water bottles off of people's heads. And the other guy is famous for smashing waitresses that you probably wouldn't touch.
What?
You meaning in the Usted form.
Right. So, can you kick a water bottle off anyone's head? No. Okay, so is he an athlete or not?
I could do that off my daughter's head.
Well, maybe.
If I stretch.
Wait a minute.
If I stretch.
Wait a minute. You can get that leg that you can barely walk on. Didn't you come in the other day because you actually got out of bed and you hurt so your feet hurt
so? My plantar fasciitis is killing.
Okay, so I'm not
these
betting.
Ultra boots I'm are not saving my life right now.
I'm not betting you can kick a water bottle off Monty's head.
If I stretched, I could probably do that. I could probably do Monty's that.
Monty's going to catch one in the ribs.
Right. At the neck.
Right in the neck.
At best.
Bang.
Bam. At best, her neck.
Let me try. Hold on.
Let's see. Okay, here's Lance.
I haven't stretched, though.
He hasn't stretched.
So could I kick this over?
Oh.
Oh, he
there
hurt
it goes.
Himself.
He groin
hurt
injury.
He hurt his hamstring already.
Now, he's done.
That's quite enough for this.
That's it. No stretch. The athleticism in this room.
The mate.
Okay.
Astounding.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I'm not even going to try to do that.
You know, I walk like 3+ miles a day. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't really even require that much stretching. Just walking.
No.
Walking long distances. Now, it will eventually get you. They'd like for you to. They usually say, it'll help if you do. Stretch your Achilles, stretch your calves. You won't have those issues. Do I do it? Nope. I used to go play basketball every day. No stretch before, no stretch after.
Yeah.
And then by when I hit 30, I had that Achilles issue pop up, and I'm like, oh, this is never going. And then it just never went away.
Oh, well, no, it's not. It's never going to go away. There's that. Are you going to watch tonight? Are you going to watch Dell, Yankees, A's?
Is that just one game?
Who's the next victim?
One game.
Is it? Does it decide anything?
It decides who's moving on to play Boston.
And then I'll find out after the game's over. I got more Americans to watch.
You got more Americas? Wow. Americans.
The Americans to watch.
The Americans
I'm
to
like
watch.
On episode 2, season 4. I got to catch up.
No, you do. And how many? There were 5 seasons or 4?
I think the final season was 6.
It's 6, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm through them all. It was good. It was good.
I mean, I could check in and say, oh, the Yankees are up or the A's are down. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Can one of you...
John, that's John. He's not turning his ringer
no,
off.
No, my computer was on.
Your computer does that ding too?
Yeah. Oh. I don't know why. But anyway, Yankees, this is kind of a big deal. This will decide, actually,
this is a very big deal. Either one of these teams, A's don't have enough pitching, but Yankees are a potential World Series winner. I mean, this is a big deal.
Yeah, the Yankees, I don't think, have enough pitching either, if you want to know the truth.
It's a lineup that could get hot, though.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. But this will decide whether or not the Astros get any night games. Because if it's the Yankees...
Oh, yeah. If it's the A's, you're good.
Yeah. You possibly could get a night game.
Yeah.
Right.
They'll throw
but
them
if
the
it's
afternoon.
If it's the Yankees,
nah, you're done.
No chance. Zero chance.
All right, the Astros are set to play the Indians at 9 a.m. I'll make sure the Yankees, we have a 5-hour pregame show.
And I would think that on Friday, I know that the National League is playing too, but I would think Verlander versus Kluber would be better than a 1 o'clock start.
If the Yankees are going up against the Red Sox in any series ever.
But how they couldn't get a 4 o'clock game? They got a 1 o'clock game? Really? I mean, that's just...
I still don't know why you are complaining about it.
I think 1 o'clock is actually better.
It's perfect for your day.
Oh, it's perfect for my day.
Yeah,
perfect.
Stop.
Well, no, because I could have played in not going to be able to play in the prime poker tournament.
You could keep... Technically, you actually could. I mean, there's tons of TVs around there.
No.
You just can't concentrate on both.
Yeah, no, I got to go to the game. I got to be at the game. There's no question.
But here's the... here's the other thing, though. I think a 1 o'clock is better than 4, and here's why. 4 Pete's puts people in their cars, getting home, sitting in traffic. 1 o'clock, you could screw off at work from 1 to 4:30 pretty easy. Like you could do 3.5. Well, depends on your job, but maybe not if you're a surgeon. But for 3.5 hours at a cubicle, you could stick a little head. You know,
don't
you could
they
stick
have
a little earpiece
flat screens
in?
To in surgery?
I mean, I don't
in
know
surgical
that that's
rooms?
The safest
yeah, but
thing.
Be,
you have a flat screen
yeah,
in the middle of a surgery.
I know it's usually not for a TV. It's usually for like the surgery. Do,
yeah.
But you can plug in the box and
Mello.
Watch the game.
Yeah.
Look at Mello.
You
just
see
dropping
step inside
down.
At 3? Terrible.
Dropping.
Yeah, they apologize.
See that?
He did. He said, my bad.
Long two.
No, we don't do that around here. We don't do that around here. I don't know if you heard, Mello.
But see, but 1 o'clock, you could be out of there. And if Verlander's
but wouldn't
dealing,
it be better
be
at
4?
When, okay, I'm leaving work at 3 and I'm going to a bar and watching at 4? Or just not go to work.
It's a Friday.
It's
leave
a Friday.
Work at 12 and go to the bar and
yeah.
watch it at 1.
Right. Yeah.
1 o'clock doesn't bother me that much. I mean, 4 isn't some kind of great thing to me.
Okay, Dell, 3:37 on Saturday. How much college football are you missing for the Astros?
Well, it seems like I believe the Miami-Florida State game will be an hour in. So probably all of the Astros will be missed.
Well, they ain't going to see any.
I mean.
What about from the sixth inning on? Miami will be up 30.
Hopefully. But then we've got the night games. I can't miss the night college football game.
Stop.
It's only game 2.
You can miss the beginning. Can I tell you, CBS came out with its LSU versus Georgia game. I'm not so sure. You know, LSU, get past Mississippi State and then we'll talk, okay? Or get past Florida, rather, and then we'll talk about, you know, how big this game against Georgia is. But it's a 2:30 game. Everybody's all pissed off that it's a 2:30 game.
Oh, it's not your night game?
It's not the night. It's CBS's 2:30 game.
That's the prime time now.
Right.
That's CBS, biggest game, best games, best conference. They're going to put that game at 2:30. You should be aware of that.
And I wasn't aware of this, that CBS gets one primetime game, SEC game a year.
Yeah, it's Alabama, LSU in the past.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
If LSU's still in the top 15, it'll be that again.
It will be. It will be. If LSU is able to get past that game, absolutely. But I know they only get one. I didn't know that. This is Madi after you try to kick the bottle off her head.
Oh, not Marsha Brady.
Marsha Brady after she got hit with the football.
In the football.
That's right. Yeah. All right. 713-780-3776. Champion Energy is what we're talking about. We've been talking about rings. You know who got a ring? Champion Energy. They all did actually get rings because that was Jim Crane's company. Now, he's moved on, but Champion continues. Champion, as a matter of fact, you'll see it on the Hardy Toll Road right as you're going by. It is a Houston-owned and operated company. You're keeping your money right here in Houston as opposed to these other electricity companies that are carpetbaggers coming down here, taking our money, and going up to Dallas with it. Is that what we're doing around here? No. We're keeping our money right here in Houston with Champion Energy. They are here. Wonderful people. And the best thing about them is that they save you money. Electricity is all the same. Okay? It's not like, oh they've got Rolls Royce electricity. Well, you got Volkswagen. It's all the same. But why are you paying more? Go with 1560energy.com. 1560energy.com. You want to save money? I'm telling you. You'll love the service. It's the best. 1560energy.com.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 748 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Let's see what Gilbert thinks today. Gilbert is here. He's got some thoughts on the Astros going into the playoffs. Hey, Gilbert.
I can't get out of my bed anyway, you know.
What happened, Gilbert? What's the matter?
I fell off my bicycle on the bus anyway.
You fell off your bicycle on the bus?
Yeah, I tried to get off the bus, you know, and I fell down anyway.
Oh, you fell down?
That darn bus driver wanted to do that thing anyway. He just sat there and looked at me, you know. Don't even try to come outside and help me, you know. What kind of Metro bus driver is that anyway, you know?
Not a very friendly one.
What kind of Metro bus driver is that?
Anyway.
Oh, I thought he said mental.
No, he's a Metro bus driver is that anyway?
Yeah, what kind of Metro bus driver is that, Gilbert? That's not being a good human being, is it?
That's not typically what you're looking for.
No.
Will somebody find out will you pick me up or not? Hell yeah,
I'd pick you up if you fell down.
Yes.
Yeah, if I didn't come fuck up, you sit there and watch me, you know.
I wouldn't sit there and watch you.
What a jerk.
Would you, John? What,
Dell, would you pick Gilbert up?
Nah, I'm going to take his bike since he fell down. I'm taking his bike.
Oh, right. Dell.
Whoa.
It's an opportunity for me to take his bike. I'm going to take his bike.
Well,
Dell, what are we talking about?
Because why,
Dell? Well.
See, are you going to be at Minute Maid Park Friday?
We're going to be what?
Minute Maid Park
Friday. Are you going to be at Minute Maid Park Friday morning?
Careful.
We're not doing the show out there. No, we're doing it at Prime Social.
Are you going to be at a Minute Maid Park Friday, John?
I'm careful. No. I've got to go to China.
Were you panicked?
So where?
Going to China.
He's
garden. What are you trying for anyway?
Get egg rolls.
You going all the way to China for egg rolls?
China
garden.
Yeah.
No. Hey, Reggie's here. He wants to talk to Gilbert here. Hey, Reggie.
Hi guys. Hi Gilbert. I'm sorry to hear about your accident on the bus. Would you like to get a massage? I can give you a free massage. Remember Daniela? Remember how terrible. Good he was with his hands?
Do you want?
No, I don't want a massage.
You don't want a massage?
No, okay. I gotta go, Jeff.
Wait, Lance,
I want to talk to you, Lance.
Lance,
no, I got tickets too to the game. I'll give you free tickets. You get free tickets, two free tickets, and Bob Sweet.
No, thank you. Goodbye.
Good call, Gilbert.
Goodbye.
Good call. Good call.
Goodbye.
Good call. No chance.
If Raheel was a bus driver, would he be a Metro bus driver? Yes, he'd be a Metro bus driver. Yes. What color was the bus driver? We didn't ask that. No. Wonder what changed with Carlos Correa this year. Reagan, stop. What? Guys, it's every guy
answers question.
Every guy who gets married or gets engaged can no longer play baseball.
Well, first of all,
and they're apparently you can't play at home anymore because of all of the obligations that you have. That's right. Every other baseball team is better at home than on the road. Every in the history of baseball, this one just happened to be different.
What kind of year did George Springer have?
A typical George Springer year?
A little lower.
No, right about George Springer.
Year. Did he get married?
Well, no, last year was the outlier.
Did he get married?
If you look at every year of George Springer's career.
Was he married last year?
You want to take a look at George Springer?
I'm just asking if he was married last year.
Yeah, this offseason he was.
Yeah, offseason.
Right. So he had his best year last year. He gets married and the numbers go down? Is that what you're saying, Joe?
No. You want to take a...
How was Harden when he was with that one girl?
Well, listen, the Kardashian...
The Jinxie family.
That's real.
No, it's very real. That is real. But you know what else is? A lot of guys go sideways
No. Do you want to... Well, you know what George Springer had? A George Springer year. 265. You know what his career average is?
What?
265.
So what you're saying is he had built to a point and took a step.
He took a step up. And then he got married and
came back down.
No, I'm saying last year was the aberration.
As a young player, he just kept getting better and better. And then after the marriage, he got worse.
Well, let's see. In his second year, he hit 276. And then the next year, he hit 261.
And then
so was it his marriage?
And then what did he do after 261?
Then he hit 283.
Oh!
And what else was he?
Ring champ.
Wasn't he the World Series MVP?
Yes, he was, sir.
After his 4 strikeout performance.
No, but wasn't he the World Series MVP?
Well, wait a minute.
Technical bachelor.
That's right. He just met her after he won the ring. Well, oh, no, that's right. He was living with her before then.
Yeah, well, that's right.
Marriage changes things, John.
Of course,
you know that.
Correa's not married right now.
No,
for
he's not.
Every man, it can be different.
Oh.
Remember what happened to Andre Agassi? Mm-hmm. And then, he dropped that dead weight, and then bang. There he is, winning majors again. Yeah. No big deal. Bang, 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 bang.
Oh, instead, he dropped that dead weight and got other dead weight.
You were the
He got the other one, okay, right away.
Who's the other one?
No, his wife.
Sometimes you got to get rid of the jinxes.
He got rid of Brooks.
Sometimes you got to get rid of the jinxes.
I don't think
you
got Brooke Shields and went right into,
You're the advocate for divorce on this show.
Well, he got rid of Brooke Shields.
Now you're the marriage advocate.
No, I'm saying stop already. It's like no one can ever get married because it ruins their career.
We know why Carlos went down.
Now, don't get me wrong.
Hey, guys.
Don't get me wrong.
Are you making any mistakes?
Don't get me wrong. Marriage can ruin a lot of things.
You add marriage plus
But it's not the reason the Astros suck at home.
Look at me. I'm water skiing. Look at me. I'm water skiing, and Jose Altuve's on my shoulders. Hey, what could possibly go wrong this year?
All you're doing is adding marriage to HEB commercials.
Deshaun throwing bullets.
And you're screwed.
Oh, he knocked somebody's hair off. 1-3.
Well, listen, HEB is
you can't combine the
HEB is a sponsor here. So
I love HEB. I just think Scott needs to stop JJ Watt. Oh, JJ Watt, I'm flipping steaks. Oh, ow, ow, ow. Out for the year, 2 years in a row. Hey, everybody, it's me, Brock Osweiler. I just signed an $18 million contract.
Look at my
cowboy hat, benched, out, crying because Bill O'Brien beat him up in the locker room. This seems like there's a common thread.
Look at Jose Altuve's giant coffee cup. Oh, no, it's out.
Hey, it's me, Chandler Parsons. Come get some of these chicken breasts. Ow, 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 microfracture surgery on my knee.
Was Chandler an HEB guy?
He feels like an HEB guy, but I don't know. That's only because he feels like Brock, too. He's got a little Brocky. He's kind of Brocky.
Yeah.
Was Chandler ever a HEB guy? I don't think he was.
Maybe we could get Mello doing a commercial or two.
I don't want... No, Mello's our guy now. I want him doing well. I don't want
I don't know.
Oh, I can't wait till Mello gets hurt. I want Mello to kick ass, and I want to be wrong about this. Yeah. I definitely want to be wrong about this.
All right, ASM 55, ESPN 97.5. So Gilbert is better, thank God. But he was really hurting there for a while, right up until Reggie called. 7-3-7-8-0-3-7-7-6. How's Lanny going to save everybody money right now?
Well, I mean, one of the best ways, well, there's a variety of ways. You know, I've told you about homeowners insurance. I've told you about auto insurance. What we're going to focus on right now, and we can talk about both of them, but it's kind of twofold. They start off with getting you set up with your bills. And I told you yesterday, Lanny, my father-in-law, I've just got to get his bills. I told my wife, please get my father-in-law's bills. He said, yes, I want to do the bill advisor. Yes, 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 I want to do that. Now, I'm trying to gather it on our end to make sure we get all the, bills printed or, you know, from his home. But in most cases, you just work directly with the bill advisor that you have, your advisor, who as soon as you get those bills to them, it's really, really easy. They basically go hit reset on your bills. That's kind of how I describe it, Lanny. It's getting your bills reset to back when you were a new customer. And when you cut it all the way back, we're talking about massive, massive savings.
No, that's exactly right. And look, it's getting that new customer feeling all over again. We all know the story. You just said it. You sign up with the new service. You're pretty excited about it. You get new stuff in your house. The prices are really good. The price goes up over time. You had an introductory price. It gets higher. Okay, that's just the way of life. Well, no, that doesn't have to be the way of life. We help fix that and put money back in your pocket.
Yeah, and it's really that simple. I mean, it's as simple as getting money back in your pocket. So whether it's your bills on the bill side, your homeowners, your auto insurance, all of these things can be negotiated with bill advisor. Who do you want to focus on today, Lanny? I'll let you call it.
I'll tell you what. Let's talk about home insurance real quick.
All right.
Our home insurance savings continue to be fantastic. And we built a new system where you can get a quote. It takes about 3 seconds to go through the process, all through a text message. So all you're going to do, grab your phone real quick and text the word money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 232323. We'll ask you for your address, give it back. Quote in, what, 15 seconds, Lance?
You've done this. I mean, 15 seconds at the most. As long as you know your own address and you remember you're texting money to 232323, it'll take 15 seconds to get an accurate homeowner's quote. And the chances that you'll save, I save $700. I might be on the low side.
You are on the low side.
Yeah, I'm on the low side, and I save $700 on what was a new policy the year before. And I already saved $700. And I also added $100,000 more coverage to my home, so there was that too, and still save $700. Make sure that you text money to 232323 and get your homeowner's quote today. Thanks, Lanny.
Thanks, bud. This is the first and last time.